It's Rise of Fame with People Bryson and Jim Brickman. My heart belongs to you. And you're still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. Some say our real friends are the people that we can be vulnerable around, the ones we don't feel a need to be fake with. And we don't lie to them. Those are our real friends, especially if it doesn't change how they see us and they always show up for us. But the challenge becomes when it's one-sided, when it's one person always being vulnerable and never asking, Mgan, are you okay? Or where can I help you? Do you need me? And showing up for the other person. Because like in every other relationship, we have to take care of each other. It shouldn't be one-sided. We should be considerate of each other's feelings. And our friends, just like our partners, are people with their own struggles, people who have their own scars and own demons and challenges. And they need us as much as we need them. That is why we're having this conversation this evening on the main character syndrome. Now, the question of the evening is, would you consider someone who only calls you when they have problems or a problem your friend? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943 and you know what to do. But the main character syndrome is a term used to describe a perception where someone sees themselves as the primary character in their own life story, often overlooking the experiences and perspectives of others. It's not a formal diagnosis, but it can be linked to behaviors associated with narcissism and self-absorbedness. So you see why it's not a good thing to attribute to have. But let me know on the station's Facebook page. You go to win. Would you consider someone who only calls you when they have problems or a problem your friend? Or no, Fezile? No way. It's Rise of Fame with LL Cool J Hush, and you still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise of Fame 943, Guti, is someone who only calls you when they have a problem your friend? Please do let me know as we continue our conversation on the main character syndrome. Now, the key characteristics of main character syndrome include viewing life as a movie. Individuals may see their lives as a narrative with themselves as the main protagonist, often expecting dramatic events and feeling disappointed when life doesn't follow a predictable plot. Self-centeredness, they may dominate conversations, prioritize their own experiences and feelings, and have difficulty empathizing with others. So if this is a friend, it's someone long analvelo. They don't want to know if you're doing okay or not because they're not going to show up for you. It doesn't matter to them. But they want you to constantly cater to their needs, to jump when they need you to jump, to show up when they need you to show up. Now, the next one is attention seeking. There's a strong need for attention and validation, potentially leading to exaggerated storytelling and curated online personas. So if this is a friend, this is someone who does not like having another friend be celebrated and not them. Fanele kwakhe khlale kungqono, kwakhe khlale ku right, you know, fanele khlala kunakwa yena, I center of attention, wonke umuntu sympathize naye, wonke umuntu sita yena, wonke umuntu must show up to miqimbi yasekhala ke, but they don't prioritize, you know, kuye emiqimbini nebangani. They don't prioritize showing up for bangani. And it's also dangerous to have a friend that has a main character syndrome because they can sabotage you. Deliberately so, because if you succeed beyond what they've achieved, they see you as a threat. How dare you? How dare you have something better than me? Whether it's a relationship, a career, or your children are doing better than theirs, they don't want it. Because finally, attention is hlali kubo, kuhlale kukhulunywa kubabatwa impilo yabo, and how this and that is great for them. So you understand why ngithi They are not really viewing you as an equal to them. Kubo, you are a servant. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge to maintain a healthy friendship with them. Another characteristic is overemphasis on personal narrative. They may focus heavily on their own experiences and internal thoughts, sometimes to the exclusion of others. This is someone who always justifies treating other people badly on how they've been through a lot, they've struggled, hey, mine this, hey, mine that. They never really can, you know, put themselves in other people's shoes. They can't. No maninga zamanjani, kuthi nimenda understand ukuthi, you know, you do hurt us whether this is deliberate or not. They will never see themselves as wrong because they've been through a lot and you should understand that as a friend because they share that with you. The next one is difficulty with perspective taking. It can be challenging for them to recognize or acknowledge the experiences and perspectives of others. They don't want to be told that they are wrong. They never acknowledge or want to account for anything. So mumngani wakhe fanele wathi ukuthi fanele ube cheerleader. You cannot even be the kind of person who, umangabe this is an issue between them and their partner, who comes to them an approach that says, mngani, I feel ukuthi you are the one who's wrong. Please do acknowledge and take accountability kuzokuthi ulungise relationship yakho. No, lapho ndoqabana kakhulu. Whose side are you on? Whose friend are you on? You know? Why are you attacking my character? Because as my friend, you should side with me whether I'm wrong or right when I'm nami by virtue of being my friend. So it becomes a challenge. That's why I asked, umangabe, this is someone who only calls when they have a problem and they don't see anything wrong with not knowing what's going on in your life. They don't see anything wrong in them not showing up when you need someone to be there who's close to you for moral support, emotional support, whatever. Do you consider them a friend or not? Njengoba labanye bathi we've got friends, different friends for different reasons. Mhlambe you're comfortable with that ngoba vele loyo enihlanganiswe inkinga and nothing else. Let me know and I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. It's Rise FM. It's Rise FM with Tiger, Nasty Fisher and Chris Brown. And that one, you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And I asked you on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, Guti, is someone who only calls you when they have a problem your friend? And this is what you had to say. Botlela Pitli Portla, Uti, yes, just because we're friends doesn't mean we should talk all the time like high school kids. When you're an adult, a friend is someone you call when you're in need and they call you when they're in need, not those who call for gossiping and other useless stuff. Mtutuzi Mdebele, Uti, not at all. Pela, gubo fonelwana nje to check up on each other, not to call me uba ukagegile. Mvele ngikuphume lapho. Figile mhlonga Uti, ndo commenta lenye langa na mchangdo funza alabanye. Prince Mnisi, it's not Oh, ngiyaphuma kuye same time ungikhumbulana kane problem. Inokpro ngwenya majunya uthi uthini ngitsakeka kabi ke lapho mara ngoba ngiyakhuluma mina ngiyakutshela ukuthi wena ungenda iumbrella ungifuna nakuna imvula kungifuni lokho. Mpendvulo keke Grace uthi ola Fezile, yes, that's what friends are for, helping each other out. Dion Warwick quoted, I love that you're saying helping each other out, which means your friend's well-being should also matter to you. Sekani Scalo King uthi, nope, that individual is a graduate hypocrite, total fugazi. Charity Bashilo uthi, cha, ingqumbi elikhatane loyo, ngiyakususa empilweni yami with immediate effect. Mlungisi AJ Matebula uthi, nope, and I end up blocking that person who always calls me whenever he or she has a problem. Lungelo Langa uthi, that's a narcissist. And Bongani Walter Matebula uthi, not at all. If you call month end, I ask for a favor before you do. I think the lesson is that in as much as having a friend that shows up for you is a blessing, we should also be a blessing to them. I know, Guti, not everyone has main character syndrome. There are people who, you know, mean well. But kube liphutha nje ukuthi ngoba ngiyamathi ukuthi uthembekile ngoba ngiyamathi ukuthi angekade ihambise indzaba tami ngithemba yena ngilomfonela but akhohle ukuthi naye umuntu unedinkinga uyalimala uyafuna konjiswa lithando ne appreciation above everything else. It's Rise FM.